ladies and non-NPCs. Andy here, author of the best Tinder guide on the internet and coolest person in the universe, at least according to my mother. This is the Killer in a Loser show. Let's fucking go. Today we will be talking about normies, otherwise known as NPCs, average people, whatever you want to call them, fucking retards as I like to call them. Sometimes I'm talking about specifically people who don't really want to do anything with their lives, people who don't want to strive for greatness, who don't want to build themselves into something wonderful, who don't really want to change the world or at least positively impact it. I'm talking about people who just want a complacent, easy, lazy life. We're kind of talking about most people in society when we talk about this kind of stuff. I think you will all agree something like 80% of people kind of just want the easy, lazy, complacent life. They just want to follow the blueprint that's been handed to them. You know, have a generic wife or a generic husband, have generic average kids, live in a generic house with a generic white fence, and you know, you kind of like your kids, you know, you love them, but they're not anything special. Your friends are decent, but they're not anything amazing. You know, you have just enough income that you can go on a couple of vacations, you know, maybe a vacation every year. You have a decent house, but you're not really striving for greatness. Your body is average, your health is average, your sleep is average, your diet is average, everything is kind of just average. And by definition, most people are going to be average. That's why it's called average. So this isn't necessarily to shit on average people, but you do have to understand that the average person wants safety. They want complacency. They want comfort. They want the easy life. And that's their choice to make. They're entitled to make that, of course. Again, this isn't necessarily a value judgment on them, although I think you would all kind of understand that I don't really have respect for the average person, because respect is something that needs to be earned. You have to do something great to be respected. But the average person just kind of wants to be average. That's perfectly fine. For most of you listening, you want something more, whether that's an elite sex life, an elite dating life, a wonderful wife or an amazing husband, whatever the fuck it is you're looking for, an elite body, a lots of money, the ability to travel, financial freedom, whatever your goal is. You want something way above average, but you have to understand that when you strive for something above average, average people are going to try and talk you out of it. Average people are going to try and bring you down. They're going to tell you that your goals are silly or shallow, or here's my favorite one that gets said all the time, unrealistic. Average people will tell you that things can't be done or shouldn't be done or aren't possible, or your goals are too lofty, or that's not realistic, you know, all that kind of bullshit. If you have a goal to go and, you know, get laid a lot, people will say, oh, that's using women. You shouldn't hit on a lot of women. You know, that's not, you're not following the blueprint of the Disney movie where you fall in love with one, with your one soulmate. You know, if you want to build a business or make a lot of money, people will say like, nah, you shouldn't be an entrepreneur because, you know, you're going to fail a lot. You're going to lose a lot of money. You should just settle down and get a career. Or you should go to university rather than starting your own business or building your own empire. Normie people will try and talk you out of things. And I see this happen a lot when someone, you know, comes to my group coaching or something, or they first come to the forums, or even some friends that I've seen who've just started their self-improvement journey. At the start of our journeys, that's when people try and talk us out of this shit the most. And sometimes they're doing it with good intentions, like if it's your family or something. Sometimes they genuinely don't want to see you suffer, and they see you embarking on something that is hard, whether that's going to the gym and lifting heavy weights. They see you struggling with that in the first couple of weeks because everything is hard at the start. Any goal that you start is difficult at the start. You haven't built it into a habit. You have no idea what the fuck you're doing. You're not smooth. You're not confident. You're kind of lost. You have to figure out what the fuck, like, how do I even do this? How do I even go to the gym? How do I even start a business? How do I even start talking to women? How do I even lose weight? You have no idea what you're doing. And so normies or average people, you know, whether that's your family, friends, anyone else, they can often be very tempted to talk you out of it because they see you suffering and they genuinely don't want you to suffer. And so they think they're giving you helpful advice when they say, hey, like maybe you don't have to go to the gym and kill yourself. Even my own goddamn mother, bless her heart, she's very good at pushing me and being open-minded enough to let me go for goals. But even her, when I first started lifting weights, she was like, you know, are you sure you should be lifting heavy weights? Isn't that dangerous? Like, you know, I just want you to be safe. It's this obsession with safety that average people have or normal people have. And what you have to do is steel yourself against that. When I say steel, I mean S-T-E-E-L, as in the metal, which means kind of like barricade yourself against that. We're talking about stoicism here. Getting yourself to a point where you ignore normal people's opinions or average people's opinions, especially if you're going for some sort of elite goals. You know, if you want an amazing body with abs and, you know, pecs and a chiseled jawline and you look like a god, you have to understand the average person is not going to feel comfortable with you going for that goal because they'll see it as a reflection on their own inadequacies or their own unhealthiness or their own poor choices in lifestyle and health and eating and sleep and going to the gym and all that. And so it will be very tempting for the average person to tell you that that's shallow or, you know, why are you so obsessed with your body? Isn't that narcissistic? So you have to defend yourself, but you have to like steel your mind, make yourself stronger and stoic. And so you hear that opinion and you just go like, yeah, well, I'm going to keep going to the gym. So thank you for your input, but I don't care. You have to be able to do that because you're going to feel gaslit sometimes. When I say gaslit, if you don't know what that means, it means when someone's basically making you feel like you're crazy. Like they start making you doubt your own decisions. So if you're going, I see this a lot with guys who start hitting on women and trying to get laid or trying to get a girlfriend. People will talk them out of that and say, that's shallow. You're using women. And you'll start doubting yourself. If you, at the very start, when you haven't built it into a habit, when you don't see the value that it brings, you don't see how much fun it is, you don't see that the girls want to be sleeping with you, they want to have a good time with you, you're adding value to their life. When you haven't seen that yet, you can start doubting yourself and you go, fuck, am I using women? Is this shallow? Is it shallow to hit on a lot of women? Fuck, maybe I am objectifying women. Maybe I shouldn't do this. You have to fucking steel yourself against those opinions. People will take the wind out of your sails. They will make you feel less enthusiastic about the things that you thought you were super passionate about. And you have to understand, most people are average. And so you will often have a lot of people trying to talk you out of something. How many people do you think tried to talk me out of me starting this website? How many people do you think tried to talk me out of getting laid a lot? How many people do you think tried to talk me out of building a fucking podcast, charging a lot of money? How many people do you think tried to talk me out of charging as much money as I do right now for my coaching? It's really fucking expensive, by the way. It's like five figures. It costs five fucking figures to work with me. Like, how many people do you think tried to talk me out of that? You're using people. That's too much money. Can you really help them with that? That's just greedy. Aren't you just chasing money? Like, all this kind of normie fucking opinions. You have to be able to steel your mind against that shit. You have to be stoic enough to say, no, I know what I want. I know what's important. I'm not going to listen to you. That opinion is coming from a normie. You have to tell yourself, this opinion is coming from an average person. And if I want to be average, I can listen to their advice. If I listen to their advice, I'll be average. If you want to be an average person, do what average people do. If you want to be an elite person, you have to be willing to do what average people are not willing to do. And the average person is not willing to charge a lot of money for their business or their coaching. The average person is not willing to go to the gym 5 days a week and bust their fucking ass and destroy their muscles and build themselves into something better. The average person is not willing to go outside and talk to 1,000 women and get rejected 990 times and sleep with 10 of them. The average person is not willing to spend money on new outfits and making themselves look better or a new diet or a personal trainer to lose weight or, you know, coaches and counselors to get their mind right. They're not willing to buy self-help books. They're not willing to listen to people like David fucking Goggins. I know a bunch of you love David Goggins. Shout outs to everyone who loves David, which is almost all of you. Captain Goggins. The average person is not willing to do any of that stuff. And so when you start doing that stuff, or when you even think about doing that stuff, the average person will try and talk you out of that. But the average person has a very fucking average life. Normies are called normies for a fucking reason, and I don't think any of you want to be normies. I think you want to be something greater, something better, something more beautiful. And if you want that, you have to fucking steel yourself against these stupid normie average opinions. It's something I've had to learn to do over the last 5 years. It's something all of you will have to do because you are going to run into normie opinions. You are going to have moments where you doubt yourself and you think, fuck, is this goal shallow? is this really working? Should I really be doing this? You have to steel yourself against that. You have to trust yourself, trust in the process, trust that this is all leading to something, something better. And it is. Self-improvement is the definition of living your life and really going all in. And at the end of it, I can tell you, you know, I'm not even fully there yet, but I can tell you life is fucking beautiful when you handle some of the basics, like having a sex life or a dating life that you're really happy with, having a body that you're reasonably happy with, having enough financial freedom that you can just take a vacation whenever the fuck you feel like it. I went on a vacation with Imogen 2 weeks ago. I'm going again at the end of this week and we're going for another week. We can just do that whenever the fuck we want now. That is a magical point to be at. And we're not even rich yet. So we're still on that journey. But Jesus, when you start handling some of these important things, like some of the basics, you then get yourself to a point where you start being able to give back. Like, why do I coach? Because I get to give back to people. Why am I doing this podcast? So that I can help people. Why do I have a YouTube channel and a blog? So that I can help as many people as humanly fucking possible. That is where the real magic of life happens. And nobody is going to tell you that mentoring and coaching and giving back and just, you know, helping other people, no one's going to tell you that that's shallow or that that's silly. But in order to get to that point, you have to be a little, you know, air quote, shallow for a little while and focus on your own needs. You have to get your dating life or your sex life to a point where you're happy. You have to go to the gym and be a little narcissistic, if you want to call it that, and build yourself into someone, you know, where you can look in the mirror and say, I'm happy. You don't have to look like a god, but you have to look in the mirror and say, I like my body. I like the way I look. You have to get your fashion or your style, like the way you dress, to that point as well. You have to get some friends. You have to work on these basics. So then you can get to a point where you're doing the real fucking deep and meaningful shit, right? And let's be clear, all of that self-improvement stuff is deep and meaningful. It's very fucking meaningful. You building yourself up into a more confident, more happy, more well-rounded human being is definitely fucking not shallow. So you have to absolutely steel yourself against normies who tell you that it is shallow or that it's silly or that it's dumb goals or that you shouldn't go for that or you should just take the safe option or, you know, do you really want to get rejected a lot? Why don't you just find one nice girl who's willing to talk to you and settle down with her? Do you really want to start a business? Why don't you just, you know, go to university and get a nice easy job? You have to steel yourself against those stupid opinions. Now, another thing that you can do, and that I encourage all of you to do, is surround yourself by good, positive people. And when I say that, I mean people who are on a mission like you are, people who have goals, basically, people who want something more than where they are right now. You know, whether that's they want a better body, they want to lose some weight, they want to start their own business. Maybe they already have a job, but they just want to get promotions and climb the corporate ladder. Like, it just has to be. Maybe they want to start a family. It just has to be any goal that involves them becoming a better person in order to get to that goal, whether that's leveling up their mind, their body, their soul, their spirit, whatever it is, they have to level themselves up to get to that goal. Surround yourself by as many of those people as humanly possible. One way you can do that is, you know, making a bunch of friends. I rewrote one of my old articles, which was called like how to make friends, like how to surround yourself by positive people. I'll leave a link in the description below to that. It's on my main website. And one of the techniques in there that I've actually just started using the last couple of weeks, and I've already met a couple of like awesome fucking dudes, is you go on Bumble. And no, Bumble isn't just a dating app. It has like a friendship section and you can look for mates and stuff. So you go in there, you screen really hard. I have a template that you can just copy paste. If you're a woman listening to this, you can just edit that and, you know, tweak it so it sounds more like in your own voice. But you basically screen really hard for friends that are on the self-improvement path as well. So they have goals, they're working on something, they want to be better. You know, I did that. I've already met a couple of people. I'm meeting a couple more over the next couple of weeks. My girlfriend Imogen did this a couple of months ago when we first moved to this city. And she made a couple of friends who are into self-improvement, who are into fitness, who are into hiking. One of them's even building her own business, which is fucking awesome. So you can use Bumble. You can also go to meetups. You can go on forums. Like, you're welcome to jump on my forums. Find any other self-improvement forum. Go on, if money is your goal, go on the Fast Lane forums. So fastlaneforums.com, I think it is. Go on there. There's plenty of awesome like entrepreneurs on there. Go on Reddits, on subreddits. There's plenty of entrepreneur ones. There's some self-improvement ones. There's one that's really cool called Deciding to Be Better. I love that one. That's like a self-improvement one. There's also just r/self-improvement. There's a bunch of like self-improvement subreddits you can go on. And what you want to do is find people who are on the same path as you. It doesn't have to be the same goal, but it has to be working towards a goal or a few goals. It has to be, like I said, someone who wants to be better in the future than they are right now. Someone who understands that every day, you know, every day is a precious gift. You want to make the most of it. You want to try and push yourself just a little, you know, baby step forward every single day. Be on that path to self-improvement. So, you know, 2 years, 3 years from now, you're in an awesome position. 10 years from now, you're a fucking god. You want to find those kind of people. There's millions of them out there. Your mission is to find them. And when you find those people, you're going to find, or you're going to feel like you're less inclined to hang out with average people. If you surround yourself by a bunch of awesome hustlers who are kicking some serious, serious ass, it's very hard to give a shit about what normies have to say anymore. Like, you don't care. At this point, if a normie tries to talk me out of a goal, I crack the fuck up laughing because I'm like, you're a normie. Why are you even talking to me? It's like you literally put yourself into a higher bracket of human being because you've surrounded yourself by those kind of people. You understand, or you've met a few people who understand what life is all about, really fucking living and not being too shit scared to live, you know, not obsessing about safety and playing it safe and complacency and, oh, let me, you know, stay in the comfort zone because that's easier. No, you've surrounded yourself by people who are willing to kick some fucking ass, who are willing to get down and dirty and put in some hard work, you know, have a bit of struggle sometimes. And you've surrounded yourself by enough of those people that you almost don't even fucking care what, you almost don't even listen to normies. Like, I really want to get across that I don't even listen to normies or average people at this point in time. I don't have any average people in my life, like none. Why would I let an average person hang out with me? Why would I want to spend my time with an average person? Like, why would I want that? Even fucking girls that we meet that my girlfriend and I sleep with, we go through like a vetting process. They have to be like a cool person. They have to understand what self-improvement is. If they're a loser, like if they're an average person, if they just want to be normal and they don't want anything special, why would we sleep with them? We find that out on the first date and then we just don't fucking sleep with them. Because why would you want that person in your life? I get that that might be hard at the start. You're probably surrounded by a bunch of average people. You probably haven't started building an elite group of friends. But as you start building that, it'll get easier and easier to sort of fade out or you know, move away from the average people. And you'll start caring more and more what the hardworking people care. You'll start caring more about what the hardworking people have to say, what they think, what their values are, their opinions, their advice to you. You'll start following that a lot more and you'll care a lot less about average people. Because again, you'll look at the average person and you'll look at their life and you'll go, man, that life is kind of shit. Like, why would I take advice from that person? Like, why would I take their advice on money or friends or like when they haven't built that themselves? Why would you listen to an average person's opinion on, I don't know, dating? When they either don't have a girlfriend or boyfriend, or their, you know, their partner is kind of just average as fuck, and they don't look like they're that happy. They fight all the time. Like, that's the average person. They fight all the fucking time. They're not anything special. They don't have a great sex life. Like, why would you listen to that person? And if it's money, the average person, like I said, just earns enough money to be able to pay the bills, and that's it. Why the fuck would you listen to that person's advice on whether you should go to university or whether you should start a business? Like, what the fuck? Why would you listen to that? So, surround yourself by guys who are, or girls who are kicking ass. Go on the forums, on my forums if you want to meet people on there. Go on Reddits. Go on Bumble. Go to meetups. Go and fucking meet people on the street if you want to. Go to some bars. Whatever you have to do, right? Meet friends through other friends. That's a really good way, especially if you find one or two people who are on the self-improvement path and you just say to them, hey, do you know anyone else who's into self-improvement? And they're like, oh yeah, my buddy like Tim and John, you know, I'll introduce you next week. Great. Now you've built up a tribe. You're essentially trying to build up a tribe or a band of brothers, or if you're a woman, a band of sisters, I guess. You're trying to build up a tribe of like-minded individuals who, you know, want to kick some fucking ass, want to push you to kick some ass, and you'll push each other. It'll be something fucking beautiful. Trust me. You know, I have at this point, if we include friends that I have online as well, I think I have like 20 to 30 people that are just like absolutely kicking ass. And in person, it's about like 15 that are just absolutely fucking kicking some ass on their self-improvement path. And it really is beautiful. I tell you, like when those are the only people that you surround yourself with, holy shit, like normal people problems don't apply to you. You know, like the average person bitches about their job. Oh my God, my boss is a dick to me. Oh my God, I can't do anything about it. I'm not going to like talk to him. I'm not going to use my words like an adult and tell him that I don't appreciate the way he talks to me. I'm not going to look for a job elsewhere. I'm not going to work on my resume so I can quit and go somewhere else. I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to bitch about my job every Friday night and self-medicate with a drink after work or five drinks after work and, you know, fuck my gay life. Like, that's normal people shit that they talk about. When you surround yourself by hustlers, that those kind of conversations just don't even happen. And so you're so much more productive. You know, someone might bitch about their job and they'll be like, man, I fucking hate my job. There's one guy in my group coaching who recently was not complaining, but he was like unhappy with his job, right? And so I was like, bro, like you got to work on your resume and quit or go talk to your boss. And so he goes and talks to his boss. They have a big fucking, they hash everything out. The boss is like, do you know what? I think we should give you a promotion, dude, because you kick a lot of ass. We're going to move you to a different department. We'll pay you more. You know, it'll be a bit easier, less stressful. Like, do that, dude. And I was like, great. Congratulations. You solved the problem. When you surround yourself by hustlers or people who are into self-improvement, the normie problems don't even fucking apply because you all push each other to fix them immediately and think how much more productive that is. Like, all of these little problems that the average person will sit there and bitch about for like 2 to 5 years. Think about it. The average person just doesn't quit and get another job until they've been bitching about it for 2 to 5 years. If they ever quit, some people just stay in a job they hate for their entire fucking life. But when you're around other people who are into self-improvement and who want you to have a happy life, they'll make you quit that job within a month or two because they won't tolerate your complaining. You'll complain about it every week and they'll be like, bro, shut the fuck up and get another job. Like, come on, stop being a little bitch. Let's fix this problem. Come on, let's work on your resume right now. We'll have a beer. We'll sit down. I'll fucking help you. Let's do this. And you make each other be successful. You don't tolerate excuses. You don't tolerate complaining. You fix the problems and you build an awesome life because at the end of the day, you all want an awesome life. You're not there to complain. Versus the average person or normies, a lot of the time, the goal is for them to complain. It's kind of how they communicate. It's how they bond. Like the average person, a lot of the time, not every average person, but a lot of average people will bond over complaining. Like they get together every Friday night. They have a beer at a pub or whatever. They have fucking 50 beers so they can self-medicate their shit fuck life. And they'll just sit there and be like, my job sucks. My boss is a dick. Yeah, man, my boss is a dick too. Yeah, bro, I understand. My boss is a dick too. And they all just like bond over how shit their fucking life is. Like, what the fuck is that? I'm supposed to respect that? Fuck no. This is why I don't respect the average person because it's disgusting to me. It's fucking disgusting. It's like you're like a race to the bottom. So try as best you can to cut those normies out of your life, or at the very least, don't listen to their bullshit. Don't let their bullshit infect your mind because it can be like a fucking virus. And go out and find some people who are into self-improvement, build that tribe, surround yourself by other people who want to be better, who want a beautiful life, who want some awesome goals, and build something fucking beautiful together. Because at the end of the day, that's why we're all here. We're all here to build something beautiful in our own life and to help other people build something beautiful in theirs. So go out, do all that shit. If you want some help with that, you want a bit of coaching, I've got group coaching. I've got the very expensive one-on-one coaching that I mentioned before. I'll leave links in the description below to that. And as always, guys and girls and animals and anyone else who is listening, go out and crush your goals.